our next guest, a quarterback, 4-star prospect heading to the Lone Star State. This is Tyler Aronson from Vero Beach going to SMU. Threw 44 touchdowns, almost 4,000 yards in his career at Vero Beach. Number 7 on the ESPN West Palm Top 63. The number 1 quarterback going to play for the high-flying run-and-gun offense of SMU and Coach Rhett Lashley. Tyler, thanks so much for joining us today. I got to ask, is the name on the dotted line? Are you officially an SMU Mustang?
Yes, sir, I am. It's official.
What emotions are you feeling right now? What emotions have you been feeling the past couple days? Just, you know, getting ready to sign your name to the dotted line. Again, it's not a test. You're just signing your little signature, but I have to imagine that there are a lot of emotions that go with that.
No, there are a ton of emotions for sure. I would say the first one's just grateful. I'm excited to go to a program that's going to put me in a position to be successful in a great area with great coaches and great teammates. And I'm super excited to be able to start there next month and get there early and just continue to develop around great players being pushed constantly at practice, obviously, in the weight room and stuff like that. So I would say grateful. It's been, I wouldn't say too stressful. I committed pretty early, so my process wasn't crazy stressful because it didn't last as long as it does for a lot of people. So I'm happy with, I would say I'm happy. I always look back at my commitment and I never question it. Super happy with my decision, and I wake up every day happy with the decision I made. So I would say a lot of happiness and just hard work paying off, but I'm going to continue to do that and just better myself and make the quarterback room better when I get up there. So.
Yeah, it's no secret playing quarterback at the high school level is a world's different than playing quarterback at the college level, let alone the Power 5 college level. What changes in your game are you anticipating, or what improvements of your game are you going to try to work on when playing college ball at SMU?
I think the speed of the game definitely changes for sure. The schemes are a lot more advanced in college, and you're going against a lot bigger, physical, faster types of players. And obviously a lot of them, especially at the beginning, are going to be probably a good amount older than I am. But I would say the biggest thing is just those couple of things. I mean, the process of just getting ready and all that stuff, the preparation has to be the same and not take it even more serious because I'm going to have to prepare for more looks, more advanced schemes that I'm going to be going against. But I know I'm going to always prepare, even if I'm not the starter going in. I'm going to prepare like I am. I'm still going to do everything in my power to continue to better myself. And when my number is called, I'll be ready. So.
Tyler, first off, congratulations, brother. And second, we had Caleb Chamberlain on, a guy who picked you off earlier this season. Anything you want to say for yourself?
I'm kidding. I'm worried about winning the game.
Yeah. Hey, seriously, though, Rhett Lashley, what's your guys' relationship like right now? How tight have you guys become in this process?
We have a really good relationship. We've been able to kind of grow since he was the offensive coordinator at Miami.
Yep.
He offered me as a freshman. We've been able to grow a relationship since then. And then my sophomore year, he got the head coaching job at SMU. And I knew that was always his goal, to become a head coach. So I was super excited when he got that job. And it's just kind of been able to – it's kind of cool to be able to see his growth over time. Obviously, I went into high school with him being an offensive coordinator in Miami, and now he's a head coach at SMU, and they just won the AAC and stuff of that nature. But I think we have a really cool relationship, not just on the field, but off the field. We have a genuine relationship. He's a guy that I'm looking forward to playing for, and I know he's going to continue to push me and just turn me into the best possible player I can be. So I'm super fortunate to have a guy like him that's a head coach that's going to be the head coach for me and also play caller. So I'm looking forward to that for sure. And we definitely have a pretty special relationship. I wouldn't want to be playing for anyone else. So
Tyler Aronson here with us on National Signing Day 2023. From Vero Beach, going to play for SMU, number one quarterback on the ESPN Top 63. Tyler, I'm not sure. Tyler, are you still with us?
Yes, sir.
Okay, good stuff. You mentioned, and I want to go back to something you talked about just a couple minutes ago. You were offered by SMU on April 3rd, 2022, committed to the Mustangs just a couple months later in late July. So like you said, your recruiting process was open and shut pretty quickly. What was it about SMU that gave you so much confidence that made you say, yeah, I'm ready to get this done and I want to be a Mustang and that's where I want to be?
To be completely honest with you, it felt special when I got up on campus for the first time. Everything about it, I felt like it was they deserve a lot more attention than they were getting at the time, and now they're starting to get this type of attention they deserve, obviously joining the Power Five as well, and their last year, the Group of Five being a conference champ, beating Tulane, it was a really good team who won it the previous year. But it felt special from the beginning. The people, there's a ton of support from around the city with the donors and just the alumni and stuff like that. You can tell that they are happy with going to SMU. They like to visit a lot and they like to have a positive impact on the current players now. And obviously on top of that, I've grown a pretty special relationship with Coach Lashley, and it was his first head coaching opportunity, and I always wanted to play for him. And now that he's the head coach, he has even more power and a bigger role. So that was big for me. But also, I would say the campus is super nice. Like I said, the people are super cool. There's a ton of support from the city. Not even from just the alumni, but from the people I'm around the city, and I know that now they're joining the ACC. There's going to be even more and more support and more people and more eyes on the program. So that's pretty cool, and I know they're going to be able to get the respect they deserve now with more people watching and playing in better competitions on a weekly basis. So stuff like that. The coaches, even outside of that, are very knowledgeable. They're good people too. They're people I want to play for. They're not just coaches I have a relationship with on the field, but I have a relationship with them off as well. And they're people I can relate to. And I know they're going to continue to push me and better me and put me in a position to be successful. And that's all I can ask for. So
love it. Love it. Tyler, we got to let you go, but again, congratulations on an awesome career at Vero Beach. We know you're going to do great things up, or I should say, to the west in Dallas playing for SMU. You're going to look really good in those jerseys. I think SMU's got those blue jerseys. Ooh. The old Dallas script might be some of the best in college football. Can't wait to see Tyler on the field wearing those. Tyler, again, all the best, man, and we'll keep in touch in 2024 and I'm sure connect again once you get on campus, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you. Nice talking to you, Jeff.